Earlier this afternoon, a carnival to celebrate the Food for the Summer program that's been going on all summer long. Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger was spearheading that. She was at the carnival earlier today, and she's joining us now here in the studio.
What a fun event. The kids were fun. The adults were having fun. The bouncing bulldogs were there.
Yes.
It was just, we headed over to Hargraves.
And we can't continue that sentence without saying that you were one of the bouncing bulldogs today.
No. That was not pretty. Do not watch the YouTube video. Not good.
Oh, there's a YouTube video?
No.
I'm going there right now.
No, hopefully it will not get posted.
We were talking about this before. Like we were at the 4th of July at Keenan Stadium, and you gave a speech, and then I got up there and with my DSI shirt on, representing the comedy theater, and pulled you up to do a little improv bit.
So
you've just been dragging. We've been dragging you into all kinds of random, highly public performances.
We love to celebrate. I was like, this carnival was so much fun. The kids were hilarious and having a great time. But we were very fortunate. We had DPI showed up, and then we had the USDA come.
Nice.
And Madge came in and talked to us a little bit. But we have great numbers to share. In the few weeks that we've been in existence, we have produced over 10,000 meals.
Wow.
We have served, we've had over 1,500 books given to kids.
Yes.
And over 1,200 volunteer hours racked up.
That's really
in this
cool.
time. And it's really cool because the kids are like, I was like doing some, I don't know, marketing there and asked them what their favorite foods were. They were yelling out all kinds of things.
Right,
it was really fun. So they
What were they? Not pizza, ice cream, but other
nachos,
actual things as well.
They like the chicken sandwiches.
Right,
they like the chicken nuggets.
Okay.
I will say peanut butter and jelly is not the biggest hit when it comes out. But,
all right.
Yeah,
no, that's fine.
They're good. And they have the choice of the milk or the chocolate milk or the juice, so it works out well. But then we've had these activity or the fun buckets, as we
fun
call
buckets,
the kids call them, has the sidewalk chalk and the coloring books and all the stuff.
So and like physical activities too, like jump ropes and bouncy balls to play kickball
and frisbees
with.
We're trying to do some more events around the summer at the different sites to get kids motivated to come out and move around. So we're looking for volunteers. We want to come help be part of the fun bucket activity.
Oh, nice.
You're welcome. And the kids are liking the books too. We asked and they were excited about the books. They took home many from today's carnival as well.
And it's really worth noting, like, the Food for the Summer program has been really, really cool all summer long, but there's so many organizations that have been involved just in making that happen, but there's other organizations that are hopping on board too. So Book Harvest is now providing free books to the kids when they come out, and is a starting to work with giving bags of food out for the weekends.
The backpacks are going to increase their number of backpacks they give home on the weekends.
Yeah.
We've had different faith-based groups come out and want to do activities with the kids. So people coming in just reading stories and helping hand out the books. So it's really been, and then, you know, encouraging people that they can come over to Hargraves Community Center and use that center to swim and do activities there as well. So the carnival was kind of trying to pull people over and get the people involved.
The pool had to have been full today.
they're all in the gym watching the bouncing bulldogs.
Yeah,
And the other activity tables. It was really fun. I've got this cool gum band bracelet here.
If you ate
the orange, you got the orange <slices. laughs> and did some physical activity.
I don't know if that's much of a challenge. Like, if you eat the orange, like, oh man, the
I
orange.
I do encourage healthier eating.
That's true.
Flavored waters. I had watermelon and rosemary water. It was very good, actually.
Very nice.
So it was good.
All right.
And a big shout out to Liz Cartano, who is with Chartwell's, who she's the nutrition specialist in the school system. She has really, really made this work for all of us, too. She's in charge of producing the meals, filing for the reimbursement, but Chartwell's has helped pick up the gap on some of the funding, too.
That's good.
So it really has been this incredible partnership. No Kid Hungry was there. UNC was there. And then Jameel from Med Deli came through. We forgot about feeding the volunteers today.
Oh, no.
We called Jameel, and he's like, I got it. And he sent us the food this morning. We went and picked it up. I mean, just what a wonderful community we live in.
Oh, that's so
cool. Where you
cool.
can reach out and people
yeah.
say, I'm there.
Oh,
I'm,
yeah,
I'll help.
I'm there. I got it.
I got it. So
oh, that's
thank
terrific.
You.
Yeah.
So, 4th of July was fabulous.
Yes,
what
it was.
An amazing fireworks display.
The fireworks were so cool.
Yeah.
I was
sort
of re-watching the video on YouTube earlier this week, and the fireworks are going off, and you can tell, like, the crowd is like starting to cheer because they think it's the grand finale, but no.
It just kept
right on going.
It really I've never seen the icicle ones or whatever those were. They were just amazing. There were a few little fires put out in the back. that they were prepared, or Command Central. So our Parks and Rec staff did a really, really great job. Okay. About 35,000 people is what they estimate were there.
That's a huge crowd.
It was very huge. It all
flowed
well.
I was up on stage at 8, what was that?
8:30.
So an hour before the fireworks went off. And the crowd was huge at that point.
They had to open up a whole new section to get people in there. We've watched them before from the soccer fields with a picnic basket, but those were being renovated. So I think most people came into the stadium this year.
Gotcha,
so that was part of it.
Yeah.
Legislature finished up last Friday.
Yay.
We're just all safer when they've gone home. So there was some, a little update on HB2. I'm sure you've talked about it a little bit, too.
The one thing that Pat McCrory wanted, he got. One thing, sort of, because it was like, let's restore the right to sue in state court. So they did that, but they did, rather than just restore the right to sue in state court, restore the right to sue in state court, but now you only have a year to file the lawsuit as opposed to 3 years. So you gotta pull it back a little bit more. Yeah. So
I do want to put a special reach out to Emily Brewer from Mothers Demand Action. She gathered the troops. She had almost 80 people there wearing orange shirts down at the state legislature. They stood up in mass. They were acknowledged in order to keep that gun bill from going through the legislature. And so it shows what citizens can do if they're motivated and the legislators paid attention.
Yeah.
So thank you for doing that. Thank you for advocating for safer.
Yeah. And the legislators do pay attention.
They do.
I mean, there's a lot of bills that did not pass the General Assembly at the very end of that session. The Asheville redistricting bill was the one that got the most play. But those bills did not pass because people spoke out really strongly about it, and legislators who really didn't necessarily care one way or the other, they're just going to vote their party. It's like, oh, wait, let's actually take a look at this, and oh, there are negative repercussions. Let's actually pull back on it.
And there's people who care enough to give, put on their orange shirt and go down downtown and stand up. So thank you for doing that. That's great. So, Aaron, I was going to ask you, we've been asked to gather a list of 10 fun things to do in Chapel Hill over the summer.
Ooh.
So what kind of fun things do you like to do in Chapel Hill?
Specifically over the summer?
Well, no,
or,
no.
Or
so
just, like,
things that generally happen.
Year?
Yeah, all during
my first thought is just sort of the things that you can do in Chapel Hill every day. So walking down Franklin Street, taking a walk on the trails, like Bowling
Creek. Greenways,
Creeks,
they're good. Here we go. Come on.
go to the Chapel Hill Public Library. Check that out. Do I have to come up with a list of 10?
No,
there's
not
so many.
10, but it's fun. I just like to ask people all over because we were asked to provide a list, and I want to hear what other people like. Fridays on the Lawn was popular.
Fridays on the Lawn. Fridays on the Front Porch.
Yes.
The movies on the rooftop.
Great.
at the Walls parking deck. I like the food culture in Chapel Hill. Just going there and getting a meal at a really nice restaurant, and then maybe going to the Crunkleton or something afterwards for a nightcap. That would be a good thing to do in Chapel Hill.
Cool.
Moorhead Planetarium, obviously.
Yes,
Ackland Art Museum. Make it a whole museum day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we want people to come downtown especially, but other parts of town, but come and check out. Some people say they're enjoying seeing all the construction. So coming back,
An
entertaining
evening.
Come
and watch the cranes.
Well, not just that, but all the construction on Rosemary Street that we're doing with putting in the sidewalks and the new lighting and all that's going in down there, and trying to figure out how to work in some art. So we're excited about that. And then they finally fenced off the three buildings that are going to be removed so that the new AC Hotel can come in. So people are starting to peer over that fence and see where things are going on.
I did notice that.
And Carolina Square is going up pretty quickly.
Yes,
we have a couple of good tenants here. Pyology is coming. That's a custom-made pizza place, I believe.
All right. I like that.
And Be Good. It's farm-to-table fast food with kale and grain bowls. So we're very excited about that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
When is that opening up?
Well,
part of the
next year at this time, we should have some ribbon cuttings for certain businesses coming to Carolina Square. So that's the goal.
Kale and grain fast food. All right.
Farm to fast.
100%. I'm 100% in favor of that. I like the fact, and I was talking about this, we were down in Charleston a week and a half ago, and just sort of experiencing the food culture down there, which is also incredible. It's a lot of these restaurants, and you see them in Chapel Hill, they've come up in the last 10 or 15 years. Like 25 years ago, there really wasn't this huge farm-to-table food culture.
Right.
This has all happened in the last 25 years, and we have options now that we didn't have before, and the fact that it's extending to fast food is terrific.
It really is terrific, and I think it's going to be a big benefit for people to come check that out and create other opportunities for these kinds of foods. So it's kind of fun.
Did I answer the question right?
Yeah,
that was on the spot.
Now you know how it feels, Aaron.
Yes.
When you ask
that's true. That's true. So what is that for? 10 things to do in Chapel Hill?
I was asked by the Realtors group things that they could pass on to people coming to Chapel Hill that are trying to experience whether this is the right community for them and what are the fun and interesting things to do.
Yeah.
So those were kind of, we were looking at all that. I like to hike, so I'm with you. I'm with the Greenway Trails.
The
Botanical Gardens is a favorite of mine.
Yeah.
We go over there.
Like
it's a lot of fun. And I'm really enjoying getting to know Franklin Street better and downtown in general. Just I've gone on so many walking tours with different groups to see it from different perspectives. So you can go and look at all the different Michael Brown wall art and other ones. There's a whole listing, and it's kind of a game to find all 12. You can go to the Community Reporter website. Is that right? Nancy Largent's site. And she has all of them listed, and you can make a game out of it. It's kind of fun, actually.
I like it. All right. And there are a lot of those walking tours that you get to go on because you're the mayor and you know where to go to get the tours. But a lot of those are public tours that anyone can access.
Yeah. Go to our website. Look it out. Go to the Downtown Partnership website. Mm-hmm. They have activities listed. So
some really cool
ones. It is cool. And it's fun to go on these tours and just see your own community from a different perspective. Yeah. So,
and to be able to look at a wall and so like get the history of the wall in a way that like, this is where this happened and this is where this was. And and you'll never look at it the same way again.
And some really cool things about the history. And we're hopeful to we're working towards bringing the Chapel Hill Museum back. I hope that's going to be a good project coming forward because there's a lot of great things and moments in history that happened in Chapel Hill, Peace and Justice Plaza, over McCorkle Place. And people can walk across the university campus. It's a public university, so it's beautiful right now. The hydrangeas are just in full bloom, so if you like things like that, so it's beautiful. So all kinds of good things to do, so come on down.
All right, awesome. Townofchapelhill.org, the website, if you want to find out more. Pam Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.